Welcome to the Military One Source podcast. Military One Source is an official program of the Defense Department with tools, information, and resources to help families navigate all aspects of military life. For more information, visit MilitaryOneSource.mil.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bruce Moody. This week, I am in Jacksonville, Florida. And right now, I am at the Naval Air Station Jacksonville's USO. And I have a bunch of people in the room with me, and they're all affiliated with the USO. Some are managers, some are volunteers, some are just really happy to be here and happy about what the USO has brought to them. We're going to kind of capture all of that. And because we have so many people, I'm going to start with you, Eric. And Eric Lalamond is the manager of the USO at Naval Air Station Jacksonville.
Hi, everyone.
So let's just get right to it. What is the purpose of the USO in general?
Yeah, the purpose of the USO, really, our mission is pretty basic and pretty simple, and that's to support our military active duty personnel.
Pretty wide open.
It's pretty wide open, exactly.
And when you say when we say it's wide open, one of the things that is done from USO to the next is kind of know your audience, know your environment, know what the needs are. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, Bruce, you're absolutely right. So depending upon the need at each of the locations that we service out of our brick and mortar center here, which we service the entire Northeast Florida sector, then my staff basically creates an event that's certainly going to meet those particular needs for that particular area.
This is a small building and you guys have a huge mission. So just give us a sense of what your footprint is in this area. What areas are you serving?
Yeah, so certainly we're supporting all the major bases in the Northeast Florida sector. So that includes Kings Bay, Mayport, of course, NAS Jax, Camp Landing, Blount Island, which is a Marine detachment, the 125th, the Armory. So really, that's the Armed National Guard. So it's a pretty large base that we service just out of this one location.
So my background is that I'm retired Navy chief. And the first tour that I had was the now closed, sad to say, Keflavik, Iceland. And the USO, you just got back from that. Yeah. All right. The USO for me was like my living room. It was like where all my friends are. And I could still tell you to this day, Wednesday was a mozzarella stick, a cheese stick Wednesday. And we had fish fries every Friday. And that's just the way it was. And that was my life. And it was good. So what are the sort of things that you do specifically? And let's bring other people into the podcast, and Eric has pointed to you guys. So, all right, who's gonna? Let's talk about some of the things that you have, some of the programs that you have, some of the things that you offer the military community.
Hi, I'm Zola Foray. I am the Center Operations Specialist here at NAS Jax, basically the USO here in North Florida. Some of our programs that we have that a lot of people don't realize is we have a mass size. So basically, we do stuff for our children, for our youth programming, where we offer a summer program for the kids to come in once a week and really connect with other military kids to do like a craft and a learning class, basically. And then we give them a goodie bag and we send them home. But most of our programs are about an hour. So we have like our canine corral, which brings our moral support basically to our service members from all branches with the therapy dog that we bring in.
We're going to talk more about that. That's a lot of fun. You guys just came back from doing that. So you're fresh with stories on that topic.
Yes, and I'll let Chantel say some more. And then we have where we feed our service members once a month. We have community partners that come in and we serve a free lunch. Basically, you find maybe the week that it's a non-payday week and we bring in food. So, and this week tomorrow is jambalaya, so you're missing it out.
Yeah.
Jambalaya is coming, and then we do entertainment. Our entertainment program, it consists of any of the local, maybe a concert at Daly's Place, maybe it's a Jaguar game, maybe it is the Illusionist at one of our local colleges. It's basically a magic show for the family that they're doing. So it kind of just depends upon what the community partners like donate.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. Sorry for jumping in, but community partners is a big thing. But let's talk about the food. How much food do you move through your office here? Who can talk food?
It depends upon where we're using it. So we use a lot of food. Basically, that's the way to a person's heart,
sure.
Through their tummy. So we have a great community partner with Wawa, and their foundation really helps us out a lot. So we can feed service members all over and quick. Basically, we just did a USO combination with our MWR, with our EFMP children, and some of our local military children here at the base. We did a carnival, which is great, and we fed them subs and cookies and popcorn. And then usually roughly once a month, we try to feed out of here about 50. And it can be their family member or it could be the service member.
Food is a huge... So we were in the back room, and there is a what's left of 650 pounds? Did I get that right?
650 pounds of candy.
650 pounds of candy that were donated, and you're bagging them up. So yeah, so there's a lot of food, a lot of food, and that's how we get people through the door.
Yeah, there's about 3,000 pounds in our USO.
Okay, all right, good. So
if they want candy, come and get candy.
So I mean, if you want a reason to go to a USO near you, food is a good incentive. Food would be a good reason.
All right. My name is Chantel Wooten. I'm one of the other center operations specialists here at USO Jacksonville. And I was going to talk a little bit about one of our programs tomorrow. So once a month, we get together for what's called Coffee Connections. So it's a meet and greet for our local spouses. And tomorrow, we have a different theme pretty much every month that we do. And tomorrow's theme is Friendsgiving. We'll use another one of our community partners to bring in food for that special meet and greet. And it's a place where we just meet for an hour. The spouse and the children can come as well. The kids get a little goodie bag, and it's just that little time to connect and meet other spouses. And as a military spouse myself, that's actually how I got connected into this NASJAX community and meeting new people and new friends.
So a lot of what we're talking about here is specific to Jacksonville, but also applies to any USO that you would go to around the world. And I really hope people appreciate that. We're going to talk about some of the more specific things that are happening, but people need to understand that if they go to a USO, there will be food, and there will be people who know them and know their community. And that combination is really powerful because it's rolling a lot of support from the community into the military community via the USO. Yeah, so we were waiting for you to get here, but to get started. So you were up at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay, just over the border in Georgia. So give us a sense of the people, the Marines that you're serving. What are you doing for the Marines up there?
So we bring our USO therapy canine out to the Marines. It's called our Canine Corral Program. So we basically bring the therapy canine out for about an hour. We bring along a cooler full of drinks, wagon full of snacks, and the dog, of course. So the therapy canine is specifically trained to really just be a little loving machine and get their pets in. So the smile that was brought to these Marines' faces, they just lit up, the canine really lit up the room and just changed the whole attitude of the afternoon, I think. And, you know, these Marines might be in this location for 1 to 2 weeks at a time, and really there's not all that much to do there. So to bring something in to put a smile on their face is just really brightened everybody's day.
So we have Marines here who are on a regular rotation. They're leaving for 2 weeks, roughly. They're gone, they're back, they're gone, they're back. But when they're gone, they're truly gone because of the nature of their mission. They're not bringing their phones. They're not calling anyone. They're not texting anyone. They don't have any electronics. They have a mission that requires them to be totally separate from the community, from their families. It's really stressful. And then you show up with these dogs. So what are the qualifications of this dog? Where do you get this dog? Tell us about this dog. Is it from a good family?
Oh, absolutely. This therapy canine, actually, the mom of the canine actually was a winner at the AKC, one of the AKC shows. So very well-trained dogs, very well taken care of dogs.
What is a dog of that training and caliber? What does that dog do once it's around a stressed out person?
So our therapy canine will really just will lean into the person, will sit and relax. And honestly, Singe, our therapy canine that we had today, really just leaned into everybody to be able to be pet and just very calm and well-natured and really just hung, even was trying to hug some of the service members that were out there today.
And how are the Marines responding to that?
They all surrounded him. It was so sweet to see the smile on their faces.
But in terms of, I mean, the mission and just the stress of the work environment, that dials things down quite a bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe we can touch on some of the things that you do through partnerships in the community.
Our objective is to create quite a few partnerships that will help us carry out our mission here. In terms of serving our active duty military. So one of the partnerships Zola gave you was Wawa, who's a great partner, and they provide us with the food that we need to be able to feed them. Another partnership we have is, for example, with our NFL team here in Jacksonville, which is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They provide us with tickets that we can distribute to our active duty military at no cost to them, so they have the opportunity to attend a game. Many of them have never attended a game at a stadium, so it's a great opportunity for them to go and enjoy a game, and the USO provides that at no cost to them.
Can you give me a sense of the scale? Because you were talking about the tailgate party and just how much...
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you see the staff here. Everybody was engaged, fully engaged in this grandeur of an event that we put on, which is probably one of the largest events we put on for the year. So what we did was, in addition to just giving out free tickets, which in this particular case, we had over 1,000 tickets to distribute equally among all the bases, we also went ahead and with the staff, they put together a humongous tailgate event party, which was directly across the street from the stadium. So it really made it really appealing to for everyone to attend. All they had to do was basically cross the street and go into the stadium. With that event, which was a tailgate event for the Salute to Service Military Weekend, we were able to feed through our partnerships with our local vendors in town, over 500 military personnel at that tailgate party at no cost to them. So it was just a tremendous event that we put together for them. They got free tickets, free food. And with that, the Jacksonville Fair was in town at the same time. So with those tickets, they had access to the Jacksonville Fair at no additional cost for them. And so they saved, a family of four easily saved $40 to get into the fair.
I was going to say, the cost of all of this multiplied by family members, plus food, plus parking, plus everything else, it's a huge amount that they're saving.
I mean, they got well over $250, $300 a day at no cost to them. So the USO was able to provide that through our affiliations with our partners.
Which doesn't happen naturally. You're out there a lot talking with the community. How much effort does it take? How much of your time are you spending out in the community letting people know, you know, what they can do for you or what you need from them? How does that work?
Yeah, certainly. It's really bringing awareness into the community with the commercial and private sector in terms of what the USO does. If they're a big advocate of military and they hire military in their firms or companies, it's really advantageous to them to be a supportive partner for us. Because we get the word out for them in terms of how they benefit from us. And it's a time-consuming effort to bring that brand awareness and actually educate them as to what services we provide for all our active duty military and how everyone benefits from that joint relationship.
Got it. So there's a bunch of things that are offered through the USO. So we've ticked off food and sports and a lot of the entertainment and stuff. And I'm turning toward you.
Hi, I'm Katrina Robinson. I am a volunteer, I work on base, and I'm a military spouse.
Yes. So one of the questions you had when you came in was, what am I going to bring to this interview? And then you started explaining your affiliation with the USO, and I said, that. So share with us that, please.
Do you want the whole story or the quick notes?
I want quick notes with some embellishment. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do the cutoff sign when she's gone.
Give me a five.
Yeah, give her the sign when she's gone on.
So the story starts about 4 years ago now. We moved down here during COVID. Everything was shut down, and I was not a new mom, but I was new to being a stay-at-home mom. So very isolated. Nothing was open. My husband was working all the time. And life was kind of rough back then. So when things started opening up, I would see the USO would post about their coffee connections. And I didn't go for the first couple because I had a small toddler in tow. And a lot of things that are available to this community aren't child friendly. So I actually, I think I left a Facebook comment or I called or something, and Zola was like, no, bring your child, bring the kids, bring them all. And that really started my appreciation and support to the USO. And then I started attending those monthly, got me out, got me involved in the community, wasn't so isolated, made a couple friends, started volunteering more on base. And I volunteered only a little bit with the USO in an official capacity because I took a full-time job here on base supporting military families just in a different way.
So what is your pitch to maybe the USO has branded itself so beautifully as taking care of the troops, but you really take care of the entire military community. So if I were to ask you to sort of make your pitch to military spouses who have not gone to the USO, I mean, Jacksonville, of course, but anywhere around the world, there's a USO nearby and there's military spouses. What would be your encouragement to them?
I think if you don't go, you're doing a disservice to yourself and your family because there's so much available to everybody involved. They're in airports. They're in the little installations around the world. There's snacks. There's food. There's community. There's resources. This is like your first stop shop for those resources that are available to both service members and the families.
So when I was brand new to the Navy, and I think everybody can just kind of relate to how awkward things are when everything is new, absolutely everything, including the culture of just being in the military is new. What does it mean to have a place like the USO to go to?
When you have people who have been in your shoes and who are willing to not just give you what you're looking for specifically, but also, oh, look at this, or maybe this would also interest you, or you have children that are going to school. Have you checked out the school liaison? They're just a connection to all of the other things that the military has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have other people in the room. I'm wheeling my chair over. And I'm going to go to Chris. Now Chris was actually the first person that I saw when I came into the USO. So hello again.
Hi.
So what is your full name?
Chris Rakowski. I'm a volunteer at the USO and NAS.
And how long have you been here?
Oh, here is only 1.5, but total 3 years volunteer. I was a full-time worker at my job. But after retire last year, I'm involved more.
So what made the decision? What was your decision behind coming back as a volunteer?
I want to give back to the military because I'm a dependent from my husband. So he was 25 years U.S. Army and Special Forces missions. So he's gone overseas all the time, but USO helped me to stay focused on my life and my career. And my first the USO experience in overseas in South Korea, it is a very winter cold, a snowy day. I was supposed to meet my husband at a train station, but he didn't come over 2 hours. I was so worried. And finally, I walked down to the USO center, and I stayed there over 2 hours again, and he finally come to the USO center, and he phoned me over there because he had a car accident. So USO staffs gave me a lot of comfort, and I want to involve. Now I have a time, so I'm giving back to them.
What do you see in the people who come through the door? Because you're sitting right by the door. You see them come in. How do people kind of change when you see them come into the USO?
USO volunteers give them for first smile and welcome them. And they are not only isolated themselves, they are involved with the community. So they just come to embrace themselves with our center.
Nice, nice. Okay. And
The best for last.
There we are. No, can you please introduce yourself and provide your title with regard to the USO?
I'm Steve Mertz, and I'm a volunteer here. Mm-hmm. And I think out of this group, I'm the only one not associated with the military.
All right. Okay. So how did that come about?
So my wife came from a Navy family, and we also work for the State Department. And when we're overseas, we're allowed to use the bases and USO. So okay. It was a way to give back after we got back home.
Nice. And how long have you been here?
About 3.5 years.
Okay. So what are the sort of questions mostly sailors, but when service members are coming in here, what are the sort of things that they're asking, or what do they think they're hoping to get when they come to a USO?
It's all different. A lot of the ones that talk to me, because I came from the DC area, want to know about jobs in the DC area. And one thing they need to know, it may pay more up there, but it costs more to live there. So be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, I feel seen.
Yeah.
You know, what are the sort of things that you wish you could tell other service members about the USO?
Again, like everybody said, this is an awesome place. You get comfortable seating, you get food, you get drink. There's always somebody in here that if you have a question, if they don't have the answer, they will find it for you.
And it has to be said, we're in a very comfortable space. I mean, comfy sofas and comfy chairs and big screen TV and lots of books. And again, a ton of food. I mean, you've got two refrigerators just in this room, and there's more in the back. The back room just looks like Candyland back there. It's incredible. All right. So maybe we can kind of wrap this up and just sort of globally speaking, when we talk about the USO, talk to young service members new to the military. Life is just going in all different directions. What is your pitch to get them through your front doors?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Our objective is really just to offer them and extend that comfort level that they would have normally being at home. Mm-hmm. So we understand the sacrifices that they're making, the loved ones they leave behind. And what we try to do is just create an atmosphere, a welcoming atmosphere, a loving atmosphere where they can come in and feel relaxed, feel that they're appreciated, and that their utmost priorities are basically what's important to us, and deliver on those promises. And that's what the staff does. Each and every person that's involved in ensuring that our soldiers are taken care of.
Well, we'll leave it there. I just want to say thank you to everybody for taking time to join me in this circle that I've asked you all to sit in so I could reach you with my microphone. And just say thank you so much for all that you do to the service members and their families and the food and an open door and lots of smiles. So I really thank you for allowing me to come and spend some time with you today and for what you do. And you have one more thing to say. So remember, first names, and then off you go.
Hi, as Zola. I just want to say that the best part about the USO is a lot of people don't realize is that we are home away from home, and people come in here, and I always say that that tangible item might bring them back, and that smile, and you know, we're all together in this, so you're not alone. And so these two spouses that are here that are talking, Katrina and Chantel, basically they were moms that came through the door sweating and tears and I got all these babies and I don't know what to do and I want to volunteer. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. You know, we're all in this together. I know you want to volunteer and I know you want to be here and you want to help, but there's so many opportunities for you to be involved, even if you don't come here and sit in the center. So that's one of the things that I always try to tell the moms and the young spouses, because they come in here and they're lost and they're like, why do I want to come back to a center? And I'm like, because this is your community, that we are in this together and we want to help you. And like Katrina made a big point, is that if you don't know what the resource is, that's why we partner with them and we enhance each other's programs to enhance and show that these spouses, like, look, you can come here even if you're alone and your spouse is deployed, because Chantel, she's here by herself. Her husband's gone to a school. You know, it's one of those things that we are together. And that's the feeling that I want them to know. And I always say our center might be small, but we're mighty in what we do.
That's true. You know, half of what I do on the podcast is let people know that there are so many avenues of support. And just to raise your voice to anyone, you're going to find a resource like the USO. But it can be a very isolating experience to be new in the military, either in uniform or as a service member. But the fact is that there are people who just want to be there and to make you feel like you're in your living room back home and feel comfort and normal. Life is normal again. There's so much of that. And a lot of that is through the USO. So thank you for adding that.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. And we will end it there. And you're all going to watch me as I do my readout. So there we go. Thank you so much for joining us. Want to remind you all that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always love to hear from you. We have a link in the program notes. You can send us a question or a comment or maybe an idea for a future episode, or maybe you can invite me to your base. There we go. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, because we cover a wide range of topics to cover military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you so much for listening, and take care. Bye-bye.